Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
All right. I love this question, and this is just life on the homestead and solving different problems in the garden here. Amanda Taylor on Backyard Gardens Can Seriously Produce says, my barn cat keeps using my raised beds as his litter box. What do I do about that? Right. Yeah, totally understand. And if, you know, we get a lot of questions about what's the best defense against gophers and small, and it's cats. It just is really hands down cats. Nothing works as well as good cats. However, cats sometimes really like the beds. So I struggled with this year on our raised beds where we were growing lettuces and I didn't have them mulched. And because I had to be starting little seeds in succession, and the cats just wanted to get all in there, and it drove me nuts.
They loved
it. You know what? I don't have a foolproof solution for you. Keep as much mulch as you can. They would not touch the beds that were mulched heavily with wood shavings.
Okay.
They didn't mess with that. They weren't interested in that. What they liked was that nice bed that was just freshly composted after I had seeded these small seeds, which I couldn't mulch because we're growing lettuces and leafy greens real close together. And I couldn't do anything but really run the cats off. I mean, you could get a motion sensor with a sprinkler and maybe train them. Some people do that for a variety of pests in the garden. So, but then you still want the cats in the garden. Right. So we just kind of dealt with it. It, you know, we had some areas that we just couldn't produce from, but it wasn't bad. And we just kind of, this is where you got to have a little bit of give and take, because we're wanting to use nature there in the form of the cats to control what are actually much more damaging critters than their little bit of fooling around.
Now, I do want to say really quickly though, because some people are concerned about the health problems related with cat scat in their gardens. And that can be a real problem. But if your soil is biologically active, it should be able to handle those things.
Right.
So, you know, just make sure you're focusing on having soil that is alive and working. And that should help balance out any of the health problems, you know, any of the, what would the word be? There's a really good word right there. Anything that might get into your soil that would not be good.
And I mean, obviously too, if you've got plants that you're harvesting, they're growing, wash them. Usually what the cats like in my experience is those areas that I've just seeded.
Yeah.
And what happens is nothing really grows there anyway. So
if the cats get into it.
Yeah, because you just end up having to just leave that area alone, maybe remove the poo if it's there. And you don't end up getting really anything out of that anyways, because they've disturbed it so much. So.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.